Hello, everybody. Come on in. I got started just a minute early because you see, Okay. How's everybody doing? I was trying to be all fancy and like, yes, I have my crown on. Do I see any other crowns? All I was trying to be all fancy with my tech today, y'all, and have my computer and my phone set up at the same time so I could do some things when we talk about the Zoom tech, but womp womp, there was an echo. So anyway, I'm not the biggest tech person, y'all. So all right. Hello. Come on in. Who is excited about virtual camp? Let's go ahead and start practicing our reactions button or react down at the very bottom. The little hearts. The heart button. Yes, I see some reactions. Very good, everybody. Well, let me get in here and get all situated. All right. I am Coach Betsy. And actually, maybe we'll just go ahead and dive into some tech here. Just some little tips and tricks for Zoom. I just went in and am changing my name to Coach Betsy. And I would love, one of the things that we love for y'all to do, if you do want to be in one of the Zoom rooms where maybe you have your camera on, maybe you're interacting with some of the other campers, we want to know your name. And so Laura and April and Valerie, and I see all of y'all's name, but I also see a few iPhones. I see a few Zoom users. And so if you don't have your name or you want to maybe change your name and maybe say Jane from Wisconsin or something like that, just so you can kind of get to know your other NoBS women. So jump in there. And so what you do is you, if you're on a computer, you hover over your picture and you go to those three dots and you can go down to the bottom and you do rename. And if you're on your phone, I believe it's down, and that's kind of why I was wanting to have my phone here. So if any of y'all are on your phone and you can help me with some tips with the phone, we can I believe it's down at the bottom, the three dots down at the bottom, and that's where you can rename your name. And so I'd love to see where y'all are from. So if you want to change your name, Debbie from Cleveland, I see you. And some of you all have turned your camera on and some of you all haven't, and that's totally up to you. That's totally fine. So, all right, y'all. I am Coach Betsy. As I said, I've got my crown on. My nieces let me borrow their Mickey Mouse crown today because y'all, we are doing Queen of your life. Who's ready to be the queen of your life? We know Corinne is the queen, the queen, but we're all queens of our own lives. And so I may even just take this crown with me to Nashville next week because I do feel a little bit more, just regal a little bit more with my crown on. So Amanda says on a phone, you click on participants, click your name, and then click rename. Thank you so much, Amanda. We will, I want y'all to share all the tips and tricks with Zoom because, some of y'all are going to be on your phone, some of you are going to be on your computer when we actually have camp next week. So, all right. So, I am just here to kind of get y'all excited for virtual camp. Let's again practice some reactions. Who is this your first virtual camp? You can do a heart or a April. I see you. Not a ton of y'all, and I know that y'all are still coming in. There's two pages of you all coming in. There's a few of y'all who are first timers. Who as well? I guess the rest of you all are repeat. So you may be pretty familiar with how all the Zoom stuff works and stuff. So, but we're just gonna spend a little bit of time this afternoon just talking about how to make your virtual camp experience the best. I will tell you all, I have been, many of you all know I've been around NoBS for a long time, and I remember the very first virtual camp, probably back 2020, sometimes we all had our masks on and there was nobody else at camp except for us and maybe a few members who were success stories and were kind of like, just so we could have a little audience. We had just a few come in and everybody had their mask on. And y'all, I mean, COVID was COVID, but it did give us the opportunity to really, really make the virtual experience for camp possible and amazing. And so some of you all just can't get to Nashville. Some of you all just aren't into that. And so I love that we can bring the camp experience to you all. So, all right. Well, first off, again, I'm Coach Betsy. We're just going to spend a little bit of time here just talking about virtual camp. I'd love to see you all in the chat, just chatting away, because again, that's what we do a lot in at camp. And you can kind of see how the chat works. And that's also where I want you all to stick any questions in. And if you all could help me, maybe if you do have a specific question and you put it in the chat, since we don't have the Q&A box here, just maybe like type out question, you know, like in all caps or something at the beginning of your question. So I'll be sure to see it before we get out of here today. But I'm going to try to get all your questions answered, but also just get y'all excited for camp coming up. So, all right, we got some first-time campers. And yes, in-person, y'all, is not for everyone. So that is totally fine. And that's why, we love the virtual option for y'all. So it's a lot. It's a lot for me. And I've been to many a camp, but it is, the virtual experience can just be perfect for y'all. So that's what makes it so amazing. All right. Let's see. Y'all are talking about the first virtual camp. All right. So let's just jump in with, I want to talk to y'all about the camp homepage. Obviously, if you're here on this call, you know where the camp homepage is on the website at nobswomen.com, because that's where the link to get to this call is. But I do want to share my screen. And here is another little Zoom tip. If you all want to see this screen big, because you may see me, you know, you may have the view right now where we're Brady Bunch and you see all of us, whether we're on our video or we've turned our video off. If you want to see the camp homepage big, then you will need to pin me. And that's what you might also want to do at camp when you're watching Corinne and watching other, you know, everybody get coached and stuff like that. And so that is also under these three dots for those of us who are on a computer, and you can do the three dots and then you go down to pin. And so then you'll see me big. Y'all see me big on the screen. And so that is what you can do again when you're at camp and you want to just see mostly see Corinne. And you'll see us. So, all right, let me share my screen real quick. And I'm just going to show y'all all the amazing resources that we have. Let me bring the chat up here so I don't miss anything in there. And again, y'all be sure to just ask any questions. Do y'all see the website? Y'all see it? Okay. All right. So this is just our website, right? The front page of our website. By the way, I love that it welcomes us by name. That's one of the best little improvements for our new, amazing, clean, sleek website that we have. And so you will go over to events. And y'all see, I have been around for a while. I got all the events here under my account. But we are going to go to the Queen of Your Life homepage. It's kind of like a scrapbook of all the camps of yore. So here we are on the Queen of Your Life homepage. And as I said, if we just kind of scroll down, you'll see this is the information that y'all got for the virtual call today. And I wanted to just click on this agenda. By the way, the agenda times, this is a common question we get. The agenda times are all Central Time. And it says times listed are Central Time, but you know, we kind of run on Central Time around here since that's where Corinne is in Nashville. And so we will get started at 11:30 on Friday and go through 5. And so it's definitely a shorter day. We're just going to get started with things. And for the in-person, they will have lunch on their own. I think maybe one of our coaches is here in the chat. I see her. All right, so that is day one. Day two is our long day, right? Day two is we get started at 8:30, and that's when the virtual doors open, virtual and in-person doors open. So you all will see you can come on to Zoom 30 minutes before we actually get started. And we'll have some music playing probably. We'll have some, we may have like a fun video to play right before we get started, but we'll be there 30 minutes ahead of time just to get y'all excited and get you ready for the day. And then we're going to do a session in the morning. And then we have an hour and a half lunch break in the middle of the day. And so this is what I wanted to point out because this is for you all, this is for the virtual campers. Is that there is virtual coaching with an OBS coach. And from 12:15 to 1:15 Central Time. And so we will give you all the information. Somebody, Linda just asked, will we have a Zoom link for each day? So you all will get an email every single morning that tells you exactly what to do and exactly where to go. The Zoom links, if you do want to, I'll show you the kind of where that's going to be here in a second. But the Zoom links will be the same every day. And so you won't have to find a different Zoom link for every day, depending on if you want to be in the silent room or if you want to be on in a Zoom room with one of the coaches, it will be the same. But then there will be a different link for the virtual coaching that is on Saturday and Sunday. And so you definitely will want to watch your email for that, and then also your camp homepage has all the information as well. So all of that is there for you. So, and then finally, the day three agenda is we get started at 8:30 again, and then actually start at 9. Then there is that lunch break again, the virtual coaching again, from 12:15 to 1:15. Sneak peek, I think it's going to be Coach Kathy both days, but do not quote me on that, but I think that's who it is. It is Coach Kathy, and then there'll be another coach who's in the chat with you all for those coaching sessions. And then we'll come back for another to wrap things up at 1:30 to 3. Okay, so that is the agenda. Let's see. I think this is Coach Mish in here, even though it does not say Mish, but she's being very sneaky in here in the chat. But I think she's helping you all. Let's see. Let me see if there's any questions. Laura says she signed up very last minute and her swag box is still on the way. No, you are not at a big disadvantage. Great question, Laura, if you do not have your swag yet. You don't have the actual workbook. You know, paper workbook, but ta 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 ta. If we scroll down here, you will see all of the resources that we have here on the webpage that are available to you right now. And the first one is the workbook. So you can print this out, you can put it on your iPad, you can just have it up and have a blank notebook, and you can do camp just fine. Okay, so swag is not required for camp. It's just fun little things that we want to send you all just to kind of make camp a little bit more fun, but it's absolutely not required. So the other kind of resources that are down here, speaking of, is this Nashville guide is for our in-person campers. We have the camp journaling playlist, y'all. Y'all always ask because sometimes during camp we'll have times that we're doing worksheets and just kind of things like that, and y'all always want to know what songs we're playing. So we are going to have that here on the site for you all, so you don't have to ask in the chat what song is this and all that kind of stuff, because you will have the entire playlist for you. You will also have the camp dance playlist. So we have the amazing DJ Jerry coming back At least for part of the time, if not the whole time, but we will have a DJ there the entire time. And so we're also going to give y'all the playlist for all that music because y'all know it's so fun. We have dance parties in the Zoom rooms, and we'll talk about more about that in a minute. Okay, the virtual experience guide is this right here that I really do want y'all to look at. You don't necessarily have to print it out like I did, but a lot of the stuff we're going to talk about today to really create your amazing virtual camp experience is in this guide. Okay. So I really want y'all to just at least click on here and look through there because then you'll get to see really just how you can make camp the best experience you can from home. Okay. And then some of y'all were asking about Zoom links. And so the week of camp, probably Wednesday or Thursday, we will be putting up the actual Zoom links for you all. And we'll tell you all. We're going to have basically four rooms for you to choose from. We're going to have the three rooms that have our amazing coaches, Coach Beesh, Coach Dina, and Coach Lisa. And what we'll probably do, what we usually do is we say, like, if your last name starts with this through this, head on into, Coach Misha's room. This through this, head in on into Coach Lisa's room, and so forth. And then we also have the silent room, which no chat. No, nothing. It's basically like you're watching a TV of camp. And so it's no distractions, no nothing that would it's just again the silent room, just kind of quiet for anyone who just doesn't want to have any kind of distractions like that. But again, we got y'all who want to just have a big party and interact with each other and chat with each other. And so we want to give y'all both of those options. So but here's the thing, y'all, about the rooms, the coaches' rooms. I always say there's no Zoom police. So we're not going to come in there and say, "What's your last name?" You're in the wrong room. You can really go into any room that you want to. You can get together with your accountability partners and all go in a room together. I know our 55 plus group likes to be in one specific room, and you can kind of just check their Facebook group and see where they're in. You can jump around to different rooms on different days. It's totally up to you. They're just suggestions on where you want to go, but you can go wherever you want to go. Okay, let me check the chat here and see if there's any other questions. Yeah, and if you have any questions about where your swag box is or anything, support@pnptribe.com is the place to go to check on that. And Mish is in here in the chat, and so she's just checking on all this and seeing how things work. Okay, let's see. And someone said, what happens in in the coaching sessions? Good question. Let me kind of go into that a little bit more with the noontime virtual coaching sessions for Coach Kathy and Mish mentioned. It is literally Coach Kathy's going to come on the screen and she's going to say, okay, who wants coaching on anything that we talked about at camp today? Who has questions? But it's really is mainly for coaching because we really just want to offer that to you all as just this really fun bonus as a virtual camper to just really like if something comes up for you all, that day, you have the opportunity or the day before or whatever, you have the opportunity to get on with a coach just ASAP and let's talk about it. And so I did those calls last year. I've done some of those and they're just so fun because it's like something that we just covered at camp, and then we get to really dig in and coach you on it specifically for you. So it's really helpful for those getting coached. And then also, if you just want to come on and watch others get coached on those calls from 12:15 to 1:15, go for it. And so just you can do that too. You do not have to, have to raise your hand, right? You can just come on and watch, just like you do with all of our other coaching calls. So good question there. And somebody loves the silent room. I'm telling y'all, I think maybe the first couple of camps, like we didn't have a silent room. And then we were like, wait a minute. Some people just want that experience of watching Corinne and, and not having the chatty kind of community experience. And that's fine. So we wanted to offer that. But then someone else said, the chat is my favorite part. So we know that y'all are different, and that's totally okay. Okay. So, yeah, Nancy, so you were asking about after camp coaching. So, this is what we're talking about. Instead of after camp, it's during the lunch hour from 12:15 to 1:15 now, on Saturday and Sunday. So that's what that is now. Okay. All right, let's go through just a few other things here. So this is going to be the link for the lunchtime virtual coaching. It will be posted up here, a day or two before camp starts. And so you'll have that link here. And then of course the replays. So a lot of y'all ask about the replays, when they'll be available. And we ask y'all to just give us a couple weeks to get those, edited, and because it's that, we try to really get them just so they're really good and really easy to watch, and kind of divided up into different sections. So those will be up here too. And then finally, this digital journal is another thing that you get in your swag box, and we wanted to give it to you digitally so that you could load it on your iPad or whatever, in terms of having the camp journal electronically. So, all right, and then all the hotel stuff is for our in-person campers. And then finally down here is just some fun digital swag. I didn't do my Zoom background today because I had I didn't want anything to take away from my beautiful crown. But the last time I did this call, I had one of the virtual backgrounds, and y'all, they're so fun. They may have just a really good quote, or they may have like old shitty and new hotness up here. So just click on these and you can download them, and then you can make them into your Zoom background. And so it's just so fun to do. So that's stuff that we wanted to offer a bunch of them to y'all. This ding dong martini, I don't know exactly where. I know Corinne was talking about this at some point, and I think maybe this is at the at her restaurant. And I think on a coaching call or something, she mentioned it, and people wanted the recipe, so we stuck it up here because I think it was related to camp. So that's the ding dong martini recipe. And then finally, just a list of kind of general FAQs. Yeah. So I think Corinne talked about that on a live or something. And yeah, it's a drink at her restaurant. So all right. So just kind of some general questions here, but some of these are mainly for our in-person campers too. So y'all just let me know again how Yvonne, I do not know how long it usually takes, depending on when you registered, and then how long to get your swag. But again, just email support at pnttribe.com, and our amazing team there can help you kind of get you a better idea of when you're going to get your swag. Ding dongs. Jane, you're from Scotland, so you may not know about ding dongs, but they are a Hostess product, right? And they're chocolate, and they have like a creamy white filling, and they have like a white and a chocolate icing. So they're just kind of like a chocolate cake, little snack cake. Yeah. So, okay. Never know what you're going to talk about around here. All right, I'm going to stop sharing, and then we will go back to. And by the way, y'all, if y'all have any questions and you want to actually talk to me, because I love seeing your faces, down in the reactions box, the react box, you can also raise your hand. And so if y'all have any questions and want to just get on here with me and talk, we can. All right. So let me see if there's anything else about the camp homepage that I want to talk about. And then we will get into a little bit more of the kind of Zoom tech stuff. And then we will just talk about how to set up your space for just to have an amazing virtual camp experience. Okay. And again, feel free to ask me any more questions in the chat. So, yeah, all the Zoom links will be available the middle of next week, and the agenda, Central Time, virtual swag. Let's see, replays will be there. I think I've covered everything there. And so, all the links that you need will be there on that page. And then also, you will get an email every morning that really just tells you exactly what to do, exactly where to go to do that. Robin asked about the best tips for ensuring best viewing online. Great question, like bandwidth versus other people online in the house. We always recommend that You just kind of talk to your people in your house and say, "Hey, y'all, I'm about to be on a Zoom call for most of the day, or a big chunk of the day. I'd appreciate it if you can kind of minimize the bandwidth here." I mean, it just depends on your speed of your internet and all that kind of stuff. But if it's not an issue for you all to kind of all be on at the same time, it shouldn't be an issue for camp either. But if for some reason you start kind of getting some tech issues, then this is a great opportunity, right, to really ask for what you need. This is all about being the queen of your life, right? Okay, y'all. Can y'all just switch off the Wi-Fi and, use some data for me today so I can, have the best experience with my Zoom call, right? So that's where, but you just want to, if you don't have any issues with other Zoom calls that you're watching here, then it should be the same. Linda, it should be fine depending on your Linda's going to be at a hotel, she said, and it should be fine. We have y'all, we have the best tech in the business with Chris Crabtree and the team that he has, the team that we have hired to put this event on is absolutely top of the line. And so this ain't no, as Prin said, this ain't your mama Zoom call, weekend. This is a major production of an event. This is a major event production. This is just not Prin sitting in her office talking for 3 days. We have a stage and lighting and all the tech. And I mean, it is our number one priority to make sure that you all have the best experience. So what I recommend you do, Linda, is check with the hotel that you're staying with, that you're staying at, and just say, "Hey, I'm going to be on a Zoom call, most of the weekend. What's the best way I can get the best Wi-Fi?" Because, we know hotels, it just depends with hotels. But the other thing is that, if you can use your data on your phone, if that might work better for a Zoom call. So you'll just have to see how the Wi-Fi is in your hotel. Yeah, Robin's saying it just depends. Let's see. Yes, Suzanne, that is, I'll just go ahead and answer this. Suzanne said, if you're in a room with people you know and want to, if you're in a Zoom room with people that you know and you want to see, and you're on a computer, I believe that this is only can be done on a computer, but you can actually drag and drop squares. We're all in these little squares. You can drag and drop people next to you. So if you have your accountability group or you just have some friends and y'all want to be kind of next to each other on your screen, you can actually like click on someone's square and drag it over to you, next to you. So y'all may want to try that now if you're on a computer. So you can kind of, you can have Corinne and then you can have all your people kind of next to you. So that's definitely one of our little tips and tricks. And then, yeah, so you just drag and drop. And I'm gonna talk about, I love that you went ahead and posted, Janet, about kind of making your space calm and serene, but we're gonna be talking about that in a minute too. I got all the ideas, y'all, all the tips. And also this little guide that's on the website gives you all kinds of ideas of how to just set up your space. I remember on the last call, Dina was on here with me and she said, "Y'all, get you a box and clean off, just get you an empty box and clean off your desk." I mean, just dump everything that's on your desk and just, put it to the side so that you have just a nice, calm place to watch camp. If you're at work or if you're at a desk at home, it's really just about setting up your space to make it, just so it's not a distraction from really what we're going to be learning and talking about on the weekend. So, all right. Misha's been moving her boxes around. All right. So let's see what other tech stuff is going on. What other kind of, I talked to y'all about changing your name. I did that at the very beginning, but we really want y'all to, if you do want to be in one of the Zoom rooms where your camera is on or off, y'all, and that's the other thing, y'all, be sure you know when your camera is on and when your camera is off. Y'all probably heard if you've been around that, sometimes people forget that their camera is on and then they go to the bathroom or they maybe talk to someone who is changing clothes or something like that. So be sure that, you know, if you want to be on camera, that your camera is on. But if it's not, if you need to go to the bathroom, if you need to do something and you're carrying around your device, that you turn your camera off, you know, when you need to as well. So, but it's totally up to you whether you turn it on or turn it off. But I think it's so much fun to kind of see you all. And, you know, that just helps us, it just helps it make it more real and make it more, you know, just like we're all in this together. We're all in here together. But again, totally up to you and your comfort level. The other thing is you want to make sure that you are muted. We do have a, you know, system in Zoom where you all should always be muted. You know, but every once in a while, we think we've kind of taken care of this now, but every once in a while, somebody gets unmuted for some reason. And so just be sure, always kind of look down there at the bottom, just, you know, glance down there at the bottom every once in a while and make sure that you're muted. But we also have the power to go in and mute you if we have to, but I don't think we had that issue at all the last couple of camps. So you all always stay muted. And then actually my square, that will be either the coach's square or the, you know, the silent room, it will just be the video, you know, of camp. So you all will actually not see our faces or see the coach's faces unless they actually do kind of what I did and like what I tried to do and set up a separate Zoom, like with their phone or something like that. And so you'll just see all the other campers. So, all right. So that's that. And you turn your camera off and on. We talked about the react button. That's so fun with just, you know, hearts and, oh my gosh, you know, reactions. Just if something kind of blows your mind, it's so much fun to kind of see those just pop up randomly. So I really encourage y'all to use that button because it just really can help you kind of feel engaged with what's going on. And then let's see, we talked about dragging and dropping your friends next to you on the screen. And then, okay, last thing is how to mute the chat. Let's say that you don't want to be in the silent room, that you do want to be like with the people and be able to see all the people, but you don't want that little chat box to always be popping up. And so what you can do if you're on your computer is you go to that little bitty up arrow down on the chat button down at the bottom. And if you see that little up arrow, it says show chat previews and you just uncheck that. And so you won't see that little box pop up. And then I believe that you also can do that on your phone with down at the bottom with the chat as well. Somebody let me know for sure if you know about doing that on your phone. Okay. So that's just a new kind of thing that Chad has done. I mean, that Zoom has done recently. It's like, oh my gosh, thank goodness I don't have to see that box pop up because it can be distracting some. All right. Robin says, my husband always seems to time it to where he comes in and kisses me right in the middle. I love it. I love seeing all the kids come in and be like, ooh, what are you doing? Ooh, I'm on camera. It's fun to just see all of y'all and your families and your husband, you know, maybe checking in on you. And then like during our dance parties, during the breaks, we get to see all the pets and the kids and the grandkids and stuff like that. It's just so fun. It's so fun to just, you know, when we're a virtual community, it just is so fun to really get to see you all because, I mean, you know, I sit in my little office all day and I get to see some of y'all on camera, but not as many of y'all as I want to. So I love it. I love it. I love getting to see y'all on camera. Janet says, talking about a High School Musical. We're all in this together. We are, y'all. We're all in this together. And I think being able to actually visually see each other sometimes really does remind us of that. All right. Yeah, y'all watch out about going to the bathroom with your camera on. It's a thing. Yep, someone's always on a treadmill too. Someone's kind of, you know, doing a workout or something. Thank you, Amanda. Amanda says on a phone, click on chat, then upper right hand corner, there's a bell and you click on that and it will ask you if you want to mute the chat. So thank y'all for putting in those tips with the phone. All right. I think those are all the little tech tips. And if y'all have any others, just put them in the chat. Let's all learn together. But this is my favorite part of this call, because I love to just think about how we can make camp amazing from home, or if you're going to be at a hotel, if you're going to be in an Airbnb with your accountability buddies, whatever. I mean, maybe you're driving somewhere or whatever it is. First off, what I want to say is that I think we had a question in the Facebook group, in the virtual Facebook group, about like, I got to work on Friday, so I'm not going to be able to attend much on Friday. Should I just wait and watch all the replays? And I'm like, hold up here. Coach Betsy in the house, and we're not going to have any of this like, well, if I can't do it, you know, perfectly, if I can't do the weekend perfectly, I should just wait until the replays. No. I want y'all, if you can't attend, if you've got a kids' soccer game, if you've got, you know, church you want to go to on Sunday, what is so amazing about camp is you can just jump in wherever you are, and who knows what you might learn. Because y'all, sometimes it kind of feels better where it's like, oh, well, I'll just wait and do it, you know, perfectly with the replays. How's that working for you? What I know is anytime I've ever done that, it never happens, or it just doesn't happen for a long time. And y'all, I have been reviewing this material and looking at the videos. We get to watch the videos ahead of time and been doing the workbook. And y'all, this stuff is so good. I do not want y'all to wait to give this to yourself. So if you're not going to be able to attend the whole time, that is okay. I want y'all to just attend what you can, leave the rest, and then come back and jump in where you are, wherever you are, and just get what you get from camp on the weekend. And then, yes, the replays will always be available to you to kind of fill in anything else that you weren't able to attend. All right. So that's number one. So let's talk about setting up your lush camp space. That is one of my favorite words. That's a word that we use a lot around here at NOBS, because we want to create a lush experience for y'all as members. But I want y'all to think about what lush means to you. Lush might mean candles. Lush might mean not mean candles. It's not one thing. It's like, y'all, candles, I can't do candles. I'm so sensitive to smells and stuff like that. So it's like, what does lush mean to you? And create that experience for yourself with camp. So maybe it's candles. Maybe it's some fresh flowers on your desk or in the bedroom where you're going to be. I mentioned cleaning off the desk or cleaning off the space where you're going to be, just so it's not in your line of sight and it's not visual. Comfy clothes. So y'all, for me, lush is all about the comfort, all about, you know, sweats and or yoga pants. And I'm always cold, so I always got a couple of layers on. So how do you want to dress? But y'all, some of y'all may want to kind of like dress up a little bit, because that's how you feel really good and that's how you focus. I know on work days sometimes when I am like dressed like a badass, I feel like a badass. So it's really just up to you what the experience you want to create for yourself. Now we're going to kind of talk about supplies and things like that. We mentioned flowers and candles, but I'm thinking of Coach Ashley. Y'all, she always has about 47,000 different pen colors with her when she is doing camp. And does anybody, let's use this reactions, right? Anybody love a million pens when you're doing camp? I know y'all are out there. I'm more just kind of a one good pen person. All right, Robin, I see you. You too, Valerie. Y'all, just whatever helps, different colored pens, a bunch of different notebooks for different things. Now, let's not overwhelm ourselves, but let's just really make it fun and also just have everything there so you're not running out of the room. Oh, I forgot this. I forgot that. Everything is there and set up ahead of time. Okay, let's talk. Someone mentioned water, I know, in the chat. Have your water. Y'all know we play the drinking game with Corinne. Y'all know she's going to cuss. Whenever she cusses, we drink. So have all your water there. Plan really good, nourishing meals during the weekend. And that doesn't mean, you know, you're you're clean eating all weekend, even though I don't even like that term. But it doesn't mean, I mean, you all can have whatever you want, right? But plan it ahead of time so it's planned and it's really, really a way that you take care of yourself. Okay. Rest. Y'all are going to be tired at the end of the day, especially if you attend the whole day. So really, really give yourself time to rest throughout the weekend. I know I'm going to be tired. And let's see, is there anything else? Here's the other thing. This is kind of from my coach brain, but y'all, we probably during some of the coaching sessions, during some of the worksheets, some stuff's going to come up, right? Some emotion might come up, some pain might come up, some hard stuff might come up. And this is where the urges to eat might come up also. And this is where the urges to step away and to, to leave and not come back kind of thing. I'm not saying it's not, you can take a break, but what we know is that when something is comes up, when we kind of tap on something, that's something to look at, right? That's something to get curious about. And so just kind of be aware if you have urges to leave or just to kind of escape, and it's okay, but just come back when it's totally fine to take a break, but just come back. Okay. Because we want you all to get as much as you can from this weekend. And oh, I also just kind of talking about, we already kind of talked about the internet bandwidth, but some of you all like to broadcast the event to your TV. Here's what this was MJ's number one suggestion to me for this call was. She was like, y'all, she was like, tell them to please figure that out ahead of time because that is the number one email apparently that support gets on the day the camp starts is, I can't get my TV connected with my computer. Well, at that point, we might not be able to help you. So please, please get some tech person in your life or, I mean, it can be pretty easy if you just kind of Google it or figure it out. But if you all do want to kind of cast to your TV, get that figured out ahead of time. Okay. And that's a great way to, especially if you're in a hotel, if you're in like your bedroom and you got a TV in there and it makes it nice and big for you to watch on your TV. Yes, MJ is going to be at camp. She's actually going to be on stage, I believe, for a couple of different things. So y'all will see her for sure. All right, let me look in the chat here. So someone says, I thought I saw on the website that you could be in a room with your accountability group. How does that work? Do others just get invited into another person's room, regardless of last name? No. So you would get together with your accountability group and say, hey, y'all, what room do we want to be in? Let's just, what room do we want to try on Friday? And then y'all can just all be in that room together. Okay. So you're not assigned to, I mean, we suggest with your last name, right, what room you might want to go into. But yeah, like I said, there's no Zoom police. We're not monitoring last names as you all come into the room. And so, yeah, just get together with your group or your partner and say, hey, what room do we want to be in today? And so y'all can do that. Ooh, great suggestion, Robin, about having like power banks or something. Yeah, Zoom video does take a lot of kind of a lot of battery if you're using your phone. So you want to be sure your phone is good and charged up. Everything is good and charged up. And then also if you have if you need extra, external batteries and all that kind of stuff. No bra, Nancy said. Yep, you do not have to wear a bra to virtual camp. All right. Let's see. All right. You can use virtual audio cables to limit noises to others if you do cast your TV. Okay. Yeah, y'all just figure all that out. Okay. And Nancy says she's figured it out how to get it onto her big screen. So, all right. What else works for you all? What else do you all love? Maybe those of y'all who have attended camp in the past. What has just been made it such a good experience for you all? Another note that I had is I mentioned this earlier, talk to your loved ones, talk to your people and get them on board with what's going on, right? Like, I mean, we can't, absolutely do away with interruptions. But you can make a request of your people and say, hey, y'all, I'm going to be on here and I'm taking a break at noon and I'll be there for you then. But please, can you give me this time to really focus on this if you are at home, right? So that's just, again, all of this is about how you set up the space for yourself. Is anybody else? Let's see. Amanda says, I take the time during other Zoom calls to figure out the casting. Okay. Yeah. Do that ahead of time. Yeah. If y'all can swing a hotel, Airbnb, or so a lot of people go to their office and just because it's quiet, because it's on the weekend. And that is definitely something that, a lot of people do. Let me see if there's anything else here in the virtual camp guide that I didn't. Stock up on water, tissues. That's another thing. We have a box of tissues in-person camp. We have a box of tissues in every table. We also have tissues in the pit, we call it, where all the Zoom rooms are, because sometimes we get all teary, especially that meditation at the end of camp. Y'all know about that. Or if you haven't, you will. Let's see, get some flowers, light some candles, plan your food. It says some virtual attendees even plan a nice night out, on Saturday. It's just really up to you. And then participate at your comfort level, y'all. There are no have-tos with virtual camp, okay? You don't have to turn your camera on. You don't have to post in the chat. You can absolutely do the quiet room. It's just really up to you and your comfort level. Free of distractions. Okay. And then the rest of the stuff is just about swag. So does anybody have any other questions? Yes. Space to stretch and dance. So y'all know we have those dance parties during breaks and things like that. So give yourself some space to stretch out, move around and things like that, because it is a lot of, sitting and watching. So just give yourself time to kind of get up and move around. Love it. Robin's like making me want to get up and stretch. So this is why I love being able to see y'all. Dinah, I think it says, Dinah said, meet up in the library conference room. It's also an awesome idea. So there are definitely other possibilities for getting out of the house that's maybe doesn't even cost anything. If you really kind of think about it and brainstorm, you got a week to like, could I get out of the house, but maybe I don't want to have to pay for it. Is there some other place? Is somebody like, is a friend out of town or something? And I could just go to their house where it's just quiet, right? Get creative if you want to. Okay. It really does just depend on what you want to do. I think that's it, y'all. Does anybody have any questions? Raise your hand if you want to talk to me on screen or put it in the chat. But y'all, I'm so excited. This queen of your life, have y'all looked at the workbook? It's just like this topic applies to everyone, right? And it can either be like, like, I'm already a queen of my life with this topic, go me. Or it's like, no, this is really where I want to become more of a queen. And so I just love this topic. I love this, everything that we're going to be talking about, because it applies to everybody. And, we're all different, but we can all be a queen in our life, whatever that means for us. So, Dinah said, well, we have opportunities. Yes, there will be coaching. Well, we have opportunity to be coached live. And yes, so we'll be having those coaching calls over lunch on Saturday and Sunday. How many people in each group? We don't know. We have no idea. There are thousands, thousands of virtual campers that are signed up. And so you just never know how many people are going to be in each room. It is just a total crapshoot, right? So, we do have quite a few of members that are signed up for virtual camp. And Valerie said she signs in, or a lot of people do sign in on two different devices. so that they can like watch one thing and then they can kind of chat on the other. And so, y'all, any of this stuff, this will be the last thing I say. Any of this stuff that we've talked about in the chat today, anything we talked about on this call, and you think it might be helpful to somebody else, like, ooh, that's just a really good idea. I've been to a couple of camps and I've figured this out and this is what works for me. That is what our virtual camp Facebook group is for. Okay. So I'd love for you all to post just your different ideas in there, because again, it may be things that other people haven't thought about. So Michelle, yes, this call will be in the replay. I will tell you all, I will try to get it up. If not later today, I will get it up tomorrow, first thing. It'll be on the camp homepage. So the replay will be up and you'll be able to watch it, because we did cover a lot today. We covered a lot. So anything else, y'all? All right. Well, we made good time. It's a lot of information, but again, for you all that have done virtual camp before, there's not a whole lot that's different this time around. All right. Well, I am excited. I'm going to be the pit boss this year, where I'm going to be in the room with all the virtual rooms, and it's just basically a big bunch of tables with computers. So I will be seeing some of y'all in all the rooms. Y'all probably will see me on camera a few times throughout the weekend, just kind of giving y'all updates. So look for me, look for my face, because I'll be giving y'all updates on like, hey, okay, we're ending camp and we're going to get started on the virtual coaching call here in like 15 minutes. And so I'll be kind of doing little updates for y'all on that. I'm kind of the person that does that. And but again, feel free to tag me or any of the other coaches in, well, tag me or yeah, tag me in the virtual camp group, because I really want to just get all your questions answered and want y'all have the best experience with camp that you can. Okay. All right, y'all, have a great rest of your Sunday, and we are always here to help, and let's get started with camp. I'd love to see some more crowns next weekend. I think they have them like 99 cents at Target or something. I'm telling you, this also makes a difference when you're wearing a crown. You got to kind of stay balanced. Okay, guys, have a great rest of your day. See you next weekend. Bye.